It is November 28th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from Friday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Thanksgiving is full of family, food, and lots of sports on television. My Purdue Boilermakers were very active over the weekend, both in football and basketball. The football team beat in-state rival Indiana University and retained the old Oaken Bucket Trophy. The basketball team played in the Phil Knight Legacy Men's Tournament and beat the likes of West Virginia University, Gonzaga, ranked 8th, and Duke, ranked 5th. Purdue's men's basketball team was led by 7'4" Zach Edley, who was the MVP of the tournament. They were ranked 24th before these wins. The Purdue Boilermaker football team won the West Division of the Big Ten and will face Michigan for the Big Ten Championship on Saturday after Michigan beat Ohio State 11-0 on Saturday on Ohio State's home field in Columbus, Ohio. My father, uncle, and aunt all went to Ohio State, so I was brought up watching the Ohio State-Michigan game. I don't give the Boilers much of a chance against the 12-0 Michigan Wolverines, but it will be fun to watch. Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing Limited today launched Hang Seng Tech Index Options on futures. The Financial Times has a special report about Lithuania that includes stories about basketball, LNG, and fintech. My cousin Jack played professional basketball in Lithuania after college, so I know a little bit about how basketball crazy they are. The stories are Hoops and Glory, why basketball is Lithuania's second religion. After the country's annexation by USSR, the sport provided a channel for nationalist dissent. Lithuania proves prescient on risk of Russian energy. The country's bet on LNG has paid off, but it still needs to generate more electricity. Lithuania makes push to become Europe's fintech hub. User-friendly regulation is attracting startups, though the UK's lead will be hard to match. The Wall Street Journal reported that life insurance payouts hit a record of $100 billion in 2021, likely tied to COVID-19 deaths. The headline of the story is, life insurance payouts hit record $100 billion in 2021, and the subheadline is, COVID-19 deaths likely fueled an increase in death benefit payments. Miami-Dade County is trying to end its stadium naming rights deal with the bankrupt crypto firm FTX, claiming they broke the deal by running afoul of the laws governing crypto exchanges, the Wall Street Journal reported. Joseph Cerullo has joined Hidden Road as their chief compliance officer. He was previously at JP Morgan in a similar position. I suspect that JLN's interview of CoinDesk Deputy Editor-in-Chief Nick Baker has spurred interest in CoinDesk's role in the SBF and FTX collapse. CNN has a story from November 24th titled, How a Scoop by a Little-Known Crypto Site Led to the Fall of Sam Bankman-Fried and Implosion of FTX. But maybe I'm wrong. FIA Asia kicks off tomorrow and runs through December 1st. Learn more about it at fia.org/Asia. Global Investor Group, a publisher of data analysis and research, is hosting FOW Trading London 2022, the conference for derivatives trading and investment, on December 6th at the Hilton Bankside in London. View the agenda and register with the link in today's newsletter. Here's more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here is our spread video of the week. All Options CEO Allard Jacobs talks about running a successful trading firm, what he looks for from new traders, and more in this full interview with JLN's Alex Tang. In this Options Discovery interview, Allard Jacobs, the CEO of All Options, sits down with JLN's Alex Tang. In this interview, Allard shares his thoughts on a variety of topics, from hiring new traders to All Options' approach to market making. He also shares the history of how and why he founded his firm and how All Options has lasted for over 24 years. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline: How Carla Harris became one of the most powerful black women on Wall Street. The Morgan Stanley executive and Walmart director overcame numerous hurdles during her career. Advisors offered guidance on good relationships and seeing the big picture. Veteran Morgan Stanley executive Carla Harris faced a series of challenges as her career progressed. The more difficult the obstacles, the more she says she wanted to overcome them. My comment: I like this story. Overcoming obstacles. Here's a story from The Times. The fall of Bankman-Fried's FTX will spur the Bitcoin bros to ever more crypto capers. The collapse of the FTX exchange has caused carnage in the industry, but the 30-year-old founder is not about to go quietly. Sam Bankman-Fried was last spotted on TikTok running towards an apartment block in Nassau. Like many cash-strapped 30-year-olds, he's moved back in with his parents, albeit couch surfing at one of the 19 properties that they, Stanford law professors specializing in tax law, had bought in the Bahamas with $121 million. That's £100 million of his failed FTX crypto exchange's money. My comment: yes, there will be more crypto capers. You can count on it. Here's another story, this one from the Washington Post. The headline: FTX's Bahamas crypto empire, stimulant subterfuge, and a spectacular collapse. Crypto wunderkind Sam Bankman-Fried had promised the island paradise a path to financial glory. His meltdown has left some Bahamians worried about the ripple effects. Before Sam Bankman-Fried's $16 billion empire imploded, Margot Avazian remembers thinking there was something unsettling about the cryptocurrency wunderkind. Bankman-Fried had become a legend by pushing an image of monkish aloofness, vowing to forsake the allures of his extraordinary wealth, sleeping on beanbag chairs, driving a Toyota Corolla, and to give away his fortune for the greater good. My comment: this is a good, well-written story. Here's another story, this one by The Guardian. Crypto will survive the FTX collapse, but more scandals will follow. The epic collapse of wunderkind Sam Bankman-Fried's $32 billion crypto empire, FTX, looks set to go down as one of the great financial debacles of all time. With a storyline full of celebrities, politicians, sex, and drugs, the future looks bright for producers of feature films and documentaries. But to paraphrase Mark Twain, rumors of the death of crypto itself have been much exaggerated. True, the loss of confidence in exchanges such as FTX, essentially crypto financial intermediaries, almost surely means a sustained steep drop in prices for the underlying assets. The vast majority of Bitcoin transactions are done off-chain in exchanges, not in the Bitcoin blockchain itself. These financial intermediaries are vastly more convenient, require much less sophistication to use, and do not waste nearly as much energy. My comment: the next scandal will involve who? Which monogram? Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. Crypto's final price could be zero. No sane lender would extend credit against assets lacking any underlying collateral. There aren't many leveraged buyouts of technology companies, and for good reason. Technology and debt, like Red Bull and milk, don't mix. Why? Because when technology works, it commands high valuations. You can't LBO Google, But when technology moves on to the next new thing, there isn't much residual value in the form of assets and collateral to call on in case of debt defaults. FTX, Elon Musk, and SoftBank are learning this lesson. My comment, the black hole FTX created could be the cause. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was a tie between two FTX-related, of course, stories. How the hell did Jane Street alumni end up creating FTX? From the Financial Times. And FTX hires ex-regulators to investigate firm's collapse. From the Wall Street Journal. Second was another FTX-related story, also from the Wall Street Journal. Crypto firm FTX landed in Bahamas with a bang, and now the Bahamas is picking up the pieces. And third was another FTX story with some CME added in. You're an absolute fraud, CME Group CEO says. He called out Sam Bankman-Fried the first time he met him, months before FTX collapsed, from Business Insider via Yahoo Finance. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from the Wall Street Journal, the headline, FTX's collapse upends Sam Bankman-Fried's Washington play. The goal was to steer oversight of crypto into the hands of what was perceived to be a friendlier regulator than the SEC. Sam Bankman-Fried's multi-million dollar Washington charm offensive revolved around a small financial regulator and a group of senators with whom the purported crypto billionaire found common cause in a bid for light touch regulation of digital assets. For FTX, the crypto exchange Mr. Bankman-Fried founded, the goal was to steer oversight of crypto into the hands of what was perceived to be a friendlier regulator than the Securities and Exchange Commission, which has been promising a more stringent approach. And then here's a story from Bloomberg. FTX US donated $1 million to a super PAC aligned with Mitch McConnell in October. Donation came just days before FTX declared bankruptcy. Bankman-Fried became sixth largest donor in midterm elections. FTX US, a part of Sam Bankman-Fried's crypto empire that catered to American customers, contributed to a super PAC fighting for control of the Senate in the midterm election just days before the company's collapse. The Senate Leadership Fund, which is aligned with Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell and was the top spender in the 2022 midterms, received the $1 million donation on October 27th, according to its most recent filing with the Federal Election Commission. Only a couple of weeks later, more than 100 FTX-related companies, including the U.S. arm, filed for bankruptcy, and Bankman-Fried resigned as head of the corporate group. And then finally, the last story is from the Wall Street Journal. Hong Kong's stock market struggles to find shelter from the storm. Unlike other major exchanges, storms and heavy rains can close the market. When Hong Kong hosted a summit for some of Wall Street's top executives in early November, its aim was to show the city was open to the world. In a case of bad timing, its financial markets were forced to close early that day. The city's weather observatory issued a typhoon number 8 signal a little before 2 p.m. on November 2nd, causing its exchange to suspend trading in stocks and derivatives for the rest of the day. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.